HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hey guys, how's it going? So the other day, I found myself thinking, what's the one thing I want to leave behind in 2020? Yes, it took a couple of minutes for me to get the obvious answer, COVID, out of my head. But then I realized that all I want to do is somehow turn the negativity I'm seeing into something that inspires me to do better. It may be a tall order, sure, but honestly, inspiration is something we could all do with as we go into 2021, given the year we've had. So we got HD Brunch team member Lubna Saleem to chat with our year-ender cover stars, India's top para-badminton players, Pramod Bhagat and Sukant Kadam, to talk about their journey, their friendship and what motivates them. Listen on for more.
Hi Pramod and hi Sukant. Welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. And congratulations to both of you on being our cover stars of HD Brunch this week. So for our listeners, I'd like to tell them that Pramod is ranked world number one in para badminton for men, singles and doubles. And Sukant is presently at fifth position in the world para badminton space. So guys, first of all, tell me, what was the reaction of your friends and family, you know, and your fans on seeing you on the magazine cover? Let's start with you, Pramod.
बहुत खुश हुए घरवाले क्योंकि ये पहला टाइम था कि हम कवर पेज पे आए और बेसिकली मैंने भी बहुत अच्छा मतलब सबको शेयर किया और जितने मेरे फ्रेंड सर्किल थे, मेरे फैमिली थे, मेरे घरवाले थे, हमारे विलेजर थे, स्पेशली विलेजर बहुत खुश हुए क्योंकि मैं जो गांव से बिलोंग करता हूँ वो गांव में शायद ही कोई ऐसा एथलीट है जो कि इतना गया और ये एचडी कवर पेज में आया, तो एक बहुत ही अच्छा रिस्पांस मिला।
सुकांत, आप बताइए, व्हाट
वाज योर द रिएक्शन? वाज वेरी गुड इनिशियली व्हेन पीपल सॉ द न्यूज़पेपर एंड दे हैव कॉल्ड अस बिकॉज़ इट कम्स विद द न्यूज़पेपर, सो बेसिकली बिफोर इट वाज जस्ट आवर न्यूज़ sometimes in the sports page, sometimes on the different page. This time it was in the magazine, so it was very good reaction.
And आपने
मुझे बताया कि आप लोग के पास कितने सारे मेडल्स हैं? मैं अपने आप को भी प्राउड फील करता हूँ कि मैं जो ये मेडल मेरे पास जितने आए हैं उसके लिए मेरे कोच हैं और ये सब जो है वो बहुत ही मेहनत की है, मेरी मेहनत को छोड़ के उन्होंने जितना मेहनत किया है उनकी मेहनत बहुत रंग लाई है।
अब तक मैं मेडल जीतने के बारे में ही सोचा, रखने के बारे में
ऐसे ही एक बार क्या हुआ कि मैं मेरे पास बहुत सारे ट्रॉफीज हो गए थे, मेडल तो अलग बात, ट्रॉफीज छोटे छोटे एज ए कॉलेज लाइफ में भी बहुत सारे थे, ट्रॉफीज हो गए थे। तो एक बार मेरी मम्मी ने एक बोरे में ट्रॉफी डाल दिया, तो मैंने सोचा शायद घर साफ कर रहे हैं तो शायद ट्रॉफीज रखेंगे। तो थोड़ी देर गया तो मम्मी उठा के फेंकने चली गई, बोला ये क्या कर रही। तो मम्मी बोलती है फेंक दूंगी, बोले ये मेरी मेहनत है, मेरी खून पसीने की कमाई है। तब देखिए उसको मैंने फिर से लाया और फिर से एक अपना एक कार्टून बनाया, उसमें डाला, मैं बोला इसको हाथ मत लगाना, इसको रहन देना, बाकी सब जो फेंकना फेंक देना। तो दैट वो भी एक ये रहता है।
और सुकांत आपका क्या है मतलब?
And definitely we not thinking about like counting or something, we are just keeping our good work. Taking the medals, my father is very good in that. My father used to make the cupboard in my
room.
Yeah, in my room, there's one wall of frame, you can call it. And there he kept my all trophies and all medals in the similar, like when I win in 2018, 2019, symmetrically. And like right now, he's very interested. Before, it was very like, he was so angry that I'm going to the sport. But now he is very supportive and he used to do a lot of good things for me. And every time I go back, and then he asks me, where is the medal? Show me how it looks and all. So he's very good. Keeping the medal is my father's responsibility right now.
When you're feeling down and low, what do you tell yourself? Aap khud se kya matlab aisa kehte ho aapko khud motivate karne ke liye jab aapko down ya low feel hota hai, kabhi to hota hoga.
Ye aap mere se pooch rahe hain ya kadam se?
Dono individually pooch rahi hu, but aap
wait, first main, pehle main ya
nahi nahi promote kiya
this. Acha, to
par pehle Sukant se start karte hain. Chale,
acha chale, koi baat nahi, mujhe time mil jaye thoda.
Okay, so it's different. Like in the life, we do not have so many moments where we feel low about ourselves. But on the court, when we are performing, sometimes we are under pressure. When the opponent is coming to the closer to the win and we are a little far. So that time we feel a little bit low moments. But it's all about game strategies and all. And for motivation, we just keep thinking the work we have done in the past. We believe in our hard work, that we have done a lot of practice and we are very good in this. We need to just execute well as much as we can. And that's how I keep myself motivated.
Just hum log ye abhi recent ka baat hai, kyunki main batana chahta hu ki wo mere liye ek bahut hi bada mere liye downfall bhi tha aur ek bahut bada hi matlab aapka bhi position tha, kyunki main just hum log world championship ke liye Switzerland flight hamara land hua. उसी वक्त मुझे पता चला कि मुझे अर्जुन अवार्ड दिया जा रहा है. वो एक फीलिंग था मेरे लिए कि बहुत हैप्पीनेस, एथलीट को अर्जुन अवार्ड मिलना अपने आप में बहुत बड़ी बात होती है. मुझे शायद लगता है कि सुकांत ने मुझे बताया भैया आपको अर्जुन अवार्ड दिया जा रहा है. वैसे मैंने बोला हाँ सच्ची में, मुझे बिलीव नहीं हुआ. बट उसके बाद जब मैं खुश हुआ तब मुझे एक्सप्लेन करने के लिए मेरे पास कुछ नहीं थे, क्योंकि चार दिन के बाद ही हम वर्ल्ड चैंपियनशिप खेलने वाले थे और वो एक मेरे लिए प्रेशर, बोलते ना खुशी प्रेशर में बदल गई. अब मैं टेंशन में आ गया थोड़ा कि अब एज ए इंडिया ने मुझे रिकॉग्नाइज किया, मैं वर्ल्ड चैंपियनशिप खेलने जा रहा हूँ. अगर मैं कुछ इसमें अगर कुछ मैं शायद मैं कुछ फॉल डाउन हो गया या मैं जो मेरा ओहदा है गोल्ड मेडल का, अगर मैं से गिर गया, मैं ब्रोंज या सिल्वर ले गया, तो मेरा मतलब. और जो ये प्रेशर मुझे मेरे फाइनल में दिखी, जब मैं पहला गेम खेला था इंग्लैंड के खिलाफ मेरी गेम थी, तो मैं 521 में लूज हो गया. तो आपने बोला ना कि आप कैसे अपने आप को मतलब क्या बोलते हैं
मोटिवेट
करते हैं, तो वो एक मोमेंट था. मैंने अपने आप से क्वेश्चन किया प्रमोद ये क्या कर रहा है, मतलब जस्ट ये थॉट्स मैंने लाइफ में अपने आप से ही बहुत बार क्वेश्चन किया है. यहाँ अगर हार जाता है तो दुनिया तुझे गाली देगी, जस्ट देसी स्टाइल में धुतकारेगी ललकारेगी. तो मैंने बोला नहीं नहीं एनी हाउ में जीतना है. और ये एक छोटा सा थॉट मेरे में आया और मैंने भी मतलब उसको भी चिपका दिया 5 पॉइंट में. तो 521 मेरी थे, 521 उसके थे, तो मतलब हिसाब बराबर हो गया. उसके बाद मैं लास्ट में वर्ल्ड चैंपियन और एक नहीं दो दो गोल्ड ले गया. मेरे लाइफ की हिस्ट्री में डबल वर्ल्ड चैंपियन मैं 2019 में बना, हालांकि पहले एक दो बार मैं वर्ल्ड चैंपियन बन चुका हूँ, बट ये डबल चैंपियन मैं बना था. मुझे लगता है कि लाइफ में उतार चढ़ाव होना बहुत जरूरी है और थोड़ा थोड़ा प्रेशर होना भी बहुत अच्छा है.
So thank you so much Pramod and Sukant for being a part of our cover and being part of our HT podcast, and you know, all the best for all your future endeavors. Thanks a lot guys.
Did you make any resolutions for 2020? What about predictions? Either way, I don't think anyone would have been able to predict or be prepared for the epic fail that this year has been. And I can safely say that all of us are glad to see the end of it. As we enter yet another year, one which follows a year that will definitely go down in history, there is one category where I think we can predict trends, the food sector. Most of us have figured out how to cook this year. Me included, but many still feel ordering in works best for them. Either way, I think we'll be working more and more with seasonal and local produce. something the lockdown has made us all appreciate. But only if the farmers' protest actually leads to a fruitful conclusion, because they are the people who feed the whole country, after all. Here's what HT Branch columnist V. Sangvi has to say about his prediction for the year 2021.
You know, I don't usually like making predictions, particularly if the prediction is going to be all doom and gloom for a sector. But this time, I think I'm going to make a prediction for this year. I think that we're going to see the end of the very fancy gourmet store. I'll tell you why. I don't think people are going to bother to drive out, find parking, find a trolley, negotiate very narrow aisles, queue up and pay, and buy very expensive gourmet foods. I think what's going to happen instead, and it's already happening, is people are going to go on the internet, they're going to go to a vast variety of artisanal producers, and they're going to just click things on their phones, and they're going to have them delivered home to their doorsteps. That's the other good thing, and that's you don't have to go crazy for imported things. And many of the gourmet stores are all about imported goods. The truth is, except for a few things that you and I probably don't eat very often, almost everything you need is now available in India. And unlike the West, where it's usually made in factories with industrial packaging, the Indian stuff is made at home. It's made on small farms. It's made by dedicated artisans. And it's usually of much higher quality and half the price. So that's my prediction for the coming year, the end of the gourmet supermarket and the beginning of artisanal delivery as the normal, not as it is at the moment, as I think some people do.
Two years ago, when I, a Delhiite, landed in Bombay, I was in for a strange winter. Accustomed to around 27 years of nip in the air turning into near frostbitten auto rides, it wasn't easy to not miss the mist in the air, the lazy mornings that yawn into hot chocolate-equipped evenings, curled up in a cozy blanket with a book, of course. And momos at Dili Haat, music festivals where you sipped on mulled wine or brought out a stash of Old Monk, winter barbecues and comfortable overlarge sweatshirts. So I was pretty surprised when I saw people at Marine Drive wearing leather jackets and mufflers at some 15 plus degrees. I envied them, of course, because I had left my own stash of jackets back home in Delhi. But the thing is, temperature does dip in Bombay, more so this year than it has in the last few years. But no, there still won't be any need to bring out jackets, I believe. Not unless you've got the seasonal flu. Here's what HT Branch columnist Rehana Munir has to say about Bombay's winter, which does exist, in a way.
A few winters ago, I found myself in Calcutta at the very fancy Tollyganj Club, sitting at one of the restaurants overlooking the gorgeous golf course, and I was having ham sandwiches and shandy. And I was part of a group. And at some point, the golfers came back to mingle with the rest of us civilians. And one of them came up to me and said, in this very proud and gloating tone, Rehana, what I love about Calcutta is that we have four seasons here. And my Bombay instincts immediately came out. And I said, yes, uncle, we also have four seasons. It's in Worli. Of course, referring to the hotel that had just come up at that time. But I think Bombay winter is every Delhiite's favorite oxymoron. But let me report to you, it's not just a rumor. We do have a winter here. It even goes down to 12 degrees in January. It's something that we Bombaywalas love squabbling over with our Delhi and Bangalore and Calcutta friends. But it is now, you know, time for the shawls and socks and sweaters to come out. You see it outside in the streets. Of course, Starbucks must be selling their turmeric lattes and all their very attractive and somewhat disturbing concoctions. But on street side carts, you know, when you see the heaps of green peas and you see the carrots and you see pyramids of oranges, it's a happy, pleasant sight. You know it's winter. Of course, this is that time of the year when everyone makes resolutions. But I think with all the things that we have seen in the past year, it's best to just sort of lay low. I think it's not the time for solemn pledges and any grand plans and schemes. It's all right if we're just huddled under our blankets and thinking wintry thoughts. Let the day sort of, you know, let us ease ourselves into the new year. I wish you all a very happy and healthy new year. And I hope you enjoy reading this column about the Bombay winter, which is a real thing. Bye.
I first came across guitarist and singer-songwriter Taba Chake from Arunachal Pradesh in 2018, when he had just released his album Bond with Nature. What caught my attention was the easy yet catchy rhythm, the rawness of his voice and music, and the delicious touch of folk that completed the spell. 2 years hence, and I still listen to his album Bombay Dreams on loop. During a pre-pandemic conversation, he told me about an incident that happened when he was performing in Bangalore. He had a sore throat and he suddenly lost his voice on stage. He told me that he continued playing the guitar and then the crowd slowly began singing the lyrics to his original song, which is actually in a language they didn't know, Nishi, which is his mother tongue. And, you know, at that point, he said that he felt like he'd achieved something in life. Humble, simply honest, kind and unfiltered. That's how I would describe Taba and his music. It always uplifts my mood and gets me thinking. I could think of no better way to kick off the new year. So here's Taba Chake with an acoustic version of his new original song, Blush. Hope you enjoy it and have a safe, healthy and happy new year.
Hello everyone, my name is Taba Chake and you're listening to my latest song, Blush. Sunday morning, wake up at 9, smile at sun for a while and then I blush a little, thinking of you, pinch myself to check if it's you, see everywhere. What for next is all the same, lying around and waiting on Skype, are you there? Yes, you give wings to my heart to fly high and touch the stars, shine so bright. When I think of you, my heart skips for a bit. I look at these old photographs, all laughter that we share. And you are so far away, I miss you every single day. Without you by my side, I could barely even smile. Darling, you're so beautiful. They say two is better than one, but they don't know. I want us to be one, you my better half. We're gonna breathe in love. Together we see as and smile and feel each other's skin wrinkle with ease. Love and fight, fight and love, cuddle you like a sleeping child. When I think of you, my heart skips for a bit. I look these old photographs, all laughter that we share. And you are so far away, I miss you every single day. Without you by my side, I could barely even smile.
Thank you and have a great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.